on what is going to happen? Well, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know what's going to happen. It's very possible that this is just the beginning, and many times things may get worse before they get better. We don't know really what all is going to happen. But what we do know this morning is that the Lord understands everything that touches our life. And many of the chapels of law-abiding citizens are quiet this morning. The pews are empty, and the songs are not ringing in the rafters. The preaching is not going forth from behind many pulpits. And I stand in a relatively empty chapel. We have two of our families here this morning. But we can still be together to worship the Lord. So we can open up our hearts and open up our minds in worship. I know that there is a lot of fear and trepidation in our society and in our world. There are many businesses and schools that are closed. There are many shelves, as I mentioned, that are in the grocery store that are empty. We were out trying to buy some supplies yesterday. A lot of people, a lot of lines, a lot of empty shelves, a lot of very worried people. The stock market is down over 30% just the last 2 weeks. There have been a lot of people's retirements that are, their accounts are bleeding red. There are a lot of people that have lost their jobs in the last week, and many people are worried about what's going to happen to their jobs. The virus has caused a pandemic, and I know even in the scope of things that very few people statistically even at this point have been affected, but most likely that will spread more. There are people that are sick, and there are those that have lost loved ones, and there are many people that are grieving today. People are not getting out of their homes and socializing as they once did. They're calling it that social distancing. And so that's going to change the way that we interact for at least the next 2 or 3 weeks. And people are on edge. Fear of the unknown is causing stress for many people. So what's going to happen? In Kenya, we heard from one of the graduates from the orphanage school. And he was walking down the trail, and he found a young man that was hiding in the tall grass. And he asked me, he said, "What are you doing?" He saw something wasn't right, and he inquired of what was going on. And the young man was hiding in the grass. He said he was hiding so the virus would not get him. And that really moved us and touched our heart. There's a lot of things we don't know. And there are people that don't have access to the news that we have. And it's causing a lot of fear around the world. Many of the meetings in other countries, in the mission works, they have been canceled. Our trips to Africa have been canceled in the last month because we're not supposed to be traveling. So what are we going to do? How are we as God's people going to respond? Because there's a lot of questions that we don't have the answers to. The title of the message this morning that the Lord had very forcibly given, and I trust that the scriptures that we share today will be an encouragement. The title of the message is, "But We Know." Because see, there are a lot of things that we don't know. But I've met people, and I don't, in some parts of the country, I think they say it more often, but when you meet them, their way of greeting is kind of a question is, "What do you know? What do you know this morning?" Well, there's a lot of things I don't know, but I want to share with you from the Word of God some of the things that I know. So in 2 Kings, if you will turn with me in your Bibles to chapter 6 of 2 Kings, we'll begin reading with verse 15. But the background of this is the king of Syria came against the people of Israel. And he had surrounded the city with his army, and Elisha the prophet's servant was very fearful. He was very afraid because he saw the enemy. Well, in verse 15 it says, "Then the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth. Behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? I think that's kind of a common question that's being asked in society today. What shall we do? And if any of you listening today have the answer to that question, please let us know. But I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what things are going to look like in a month. I pray and trust that they're better. But the reality is we don't know. And he looked on, the servant looked on, he saw the army of the enemy surrounded him, and he was disheartened, he was discouraged because he saw the power of the enemy, and he asked the question, how shall we do? And then Elisha prayed. You know, that's something we can be actively doing right now, is praying. And it warms my heart to hear some of the leaders of our land asking our nation to pray. Do you know that if there's one good thing that can come out of this virus spreading, whether it be on a small scale or a great scale, if we hear the leaders of our country asking people to pray, I thank God for that. That people in their uncertainty can be turned to one that we know and in whom we believe this morning, and that is in God and in Jesus Christ. So Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord, do you notice the irony here? The servant saw the enemy, but there was something he did not see. There was something he did not know. And so Elisha prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And it said, the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. In other words, he saw more than what he had seen before. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. And we found that that day God gave them the victory. The things that he saw brought questions. It brought fear. But Elisha knew that there was more that he could see. When the forces around us, when we see the forces around us, and we see the problems and the difficulties of life come around us, there's sickness. I know there are people today that are very sick. And one of the questions that often comes is, what is this? And sometimes there's greater fear because of what we don't know and what we don't understand. I don't know what's causing the sickness. And so we have all these different things that are coming to our minds and our hearts of what it could be. There are people that have relationship problems this morning. There are many people in our world that are struggling financially. Many of them have lost jobs and they go home having lost their job. And the question is, how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to put food on the table? How am I going to pay the bills? And my answer to that question is, I don't really know. We see the problem. But there is something that we do know this morning. And if our spiritual eyes could be open, there are things we don't know, but we do know that God is in control this morning. And when things seem hopeless, the angel of the Lord was there that day for the people of Israel. And we do know this morning that the angel of the Lord is still encamping around about them that fear him. It's a good reason to put your trust in God this morning. Because when someone says, what do you know? Well, there's a lot of things I don't know, but I do know this morning, that the angel of the Lord is looking over his people, and that Jesus Christ is still there. He has not forsaken us, for Jesus said he would be with us unto the end of the world. And so that is what we do know this morning. And it is that that gives me courage when I feel hopeless in the flesh. When I look around at circumstances and I don't even know which way to go, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I know that God is still there and he's going to see us through. So who then and what force is there this morning that will separate us from the love of God? Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation? Shall distress, persecution, May I add virus, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sore? Will those things separate us from the love of God? I don't know what will happen with persecution, and I don't know what will happen with peril and distresses and viruses, but we know this morning, those things will not separate us from the love of God. The scripture says, nay, in all these things we are what? More than conquerors. We do not have to be pressed down and bowed down to the things we don't know. We as God's people this morning can lift up our hands and lift up our heads because of what we do know. I know that nothing can separate me from the love of God. He said there, I am persuaded. I'm convinced of it. That neither death, even if death comes, it cannot separate us from the love of God. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. Now listen, nor things present, the condition of things today, nor things to come. See, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I'm persuaded. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, there's nobody, there's no person, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. So what do you know this morning? We know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So when we look at the darkness around us and we say, I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't either, but we do know that our Redeemer lives. We do know that none of these forces or powers will be able to separate us from the love of God. When we face hardship, and this goes way beyond what we're facing today, but any hardships that life brings that would try to steal our peace and steal our joy, remember that there is no power and there is no force. There is no person in your life, no matter how difficult they may be, that can separate you from the love of God. We do not know all of the reasons why these things happen. People are speculating. Did God send this? Did the devil send it? Is it the end of time? Well, we know that no man knows when the end's going to come. We do know that. But we don't know all the answers to these questions this morning. But as children of God, there is something that we do know. We know that all things work together for good. To who? To them that love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. You know this morning that I cannot count on the fact that this virus is going to do good for everybody that's unsaved. That's not what this scripture promised. It says we know that all things, that means the virus, it means if you lose your job, difficulty is going to come. It could come. But if you love the Lord, it said, we know, for I know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. I would encourage all of us this morning to be living according to the purpose of God. And if you are living according to His purpose, when difficulties come, we can rest assured that while I don't understand why these things are happening, I know that God is in control and He can turn things around and He can work it for my good. That's what He did for Joseph. He was rejected by his family. He was sold into slavery. He was thrown in prison. He was falsely accused, and yet he maintained his integrity with God, and God turned all of that around to work not only for Joseph's good, but the good of his people. So what I don't know this morning, that list is long. But we do know that all things will work together for good to those of us that are still following the Lord Jesus. Jesus told his disciples in John 16:33, said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. He said, in the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I don't know all the things that are going to face. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know this, that the peace of God still is passing all understanding. And I am still finding that it's still keeping my heart and my mind. I testified last Sunday that I had had some real heavy burdens, some things that would have started really zapping my joy recently. But you know, the Lord came in and gave me a peace when I was able to cast my care on Him. And it encouraged me and challenged me that there are burdens and things we don't understand, that we don't have to have all of the answers. But we can come and lay our questions at the feet of Jesus and still go forward with the peace of God in our heart. We don't know what's going to happen in our world, but we know that there's something better we have to rejoice about. You know, the kingdom, there's a kingdom of this world and there's a kingdom of God, and we are citizens of another country. I know that we have laws, and again, that's one of the reasons we canceled service at the chapel, is because we want to obey the laws of our land. But it's not going to curtail our worship. It's not going to curtail our fellowship. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that is what I know this morning. It's what we know. The scripture has told us the kingdom of God's not about the things that we see. It cometh not by observation. Lo, the kingdom of God is within you. There are times in life that we don't know what's going to happen. That's most of the time. But I know with the economy and the condition that it is, I know with stock prices like they are, I know with those of you that own businesses, whether it be, again, stock market prices or cattle prices or how many customers you may have come in the store or how long you may have a job, I don't know those things. But remember Abraham, when God came and gave him a call. And He called him to go to a place. He said, I have an inheritance for you. And it said that Abraham obeyed and he went out not knowing whither he went. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know where I'm going to end up. But it said over in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10, he looked for a city which hath foundations whose builder and maker was God. And they confessed. They said, we're just pilgrims and strangers. Do you know this morning that gives me courage? Because we're just passing through this life. We're pilgrims, we're strangers. So if we lose some things, yes, most likely for this present distress, it's temporary. If history repeats itself, things are going to come back fairly quickly when things settle back down. But even if that happens, which it probably will, that's not where our hope is. Our hope is in another city. We sing the song, I have a home. That's what we're living for. And one day, God willing, that's what we're going to die for. That we're working for a city whose foundation and builder and maker is God. There are sometimes things start pressing in around us. And I don't despiritualize anyone this morning that your personal circumstances have caused some darkness. Whether it be sickness or economic hardships are real. And I know it can look dark. And I know there are places that all of us come to in life at one point or another that we feel very alone with what we're facing. There are times of pain and there's times of hurt. And many times that pain is very much internalized. The people can look, and you saw all of us, those of that were watching, you saw this morning, we were singing songs and had a smile on our face and were able to praise. But you know, there have been times I was able to do that, but inside I was hurting so deeply. And I didn't know when the end would come. I didn't know when the darkness would be dispelled. But we know something this morning. We know. We know, as David said over in Psalms 30 verse 5, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. There is a time of weeping, But there is a time when the night will give way to the light of the morning sun. We don't know this morning how long our trials will last. We don't know how long the virus will keep things shut down. We don't know how long the chapel doors will be shut. But we do know this, that joy comes in the morning because our hope is in Jesus Christ. And I just want to speak very specifically to those this morning that it seems like you don't see any light. Because I've been there. Just like someone catches the flu, you're sick. I was sick. And sometimes it seemed like all I could see was darkness. But it was the light of the love of God that brought me through that time. And I have that assurance this morning that if you are in a time of darkness, that we know that joy comes in the morning. And I thank God for that today. Because remember Job, when he couldn't see God, he couldn't see, the trial was overwhelming. But yet there was something that he knew. He said, I go forward and I looked and God wasn't there, and I looked behind me and I looked beside me and I didn't perceive him. I didn't see God where he normally worked. But he said, he knoweth the way that I take. And when he had tried me, I shall come forth as gold. There are things we just don't know this morning. But you know, I am coming to a place I'm at peace with that, because we know. As Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And that should give us courage to go forward in uncertain times. And we won't take the time to read it this morning. Most of you all know the scripture. In the 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus was encouraging his disciples. You know, take no thought for your life, for what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, or what for your body, what ye shall put on. Because the scripture says that, you know, that behold the fowls of the air. He said they don't sow. They don't toil. They don't reap. They don't gather into the barns. So even if the barns are empty, Jesus was saying, don't be afraid. Because your Father knows what you have need of. So yes, a lot of things we don't know. But we do know the scripture promised that our Father would look after us. He'll take care of us. He'll see us through times. And so Jesus concluded that with saying, so seek first the kingdom of God. Yes, maybe the barns are empty, and maybe the harvest is lean, and maybe there's difficulties in relationships with people. But he said, don't be afraid, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. It's not our own righteousness, but seek His righteousness. And He said, all of these things shall be added unto you. Why? Because your Father in heaven knows what you need before you even ask. He knows what we need. There's a song that says, I don't know about tomorrow. But there is something the author said he knew. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand. And that is our joy this morning. There are things I don't know. But there are a lot of things we do know. Our Redeemer liveth. You know, this is kind of like Jeremiah was feeling very despondent, and that's being very charitable. That's charitable. Jeremiah was discouraged. He was despondent. He was downcast. You can read it in Lamentations chapter 3. That book is called Lamentations. He was lamenting many, many things. And he said, my strength and my hope is almost, it's perished from the Lord. And I'm remembering mine affliction and my misery and the wormwood and the gall. That sounds kind of pretty hopeless, doesn't it? But it said, this I recall to my mind. He said, therefore have I hope. When everything around me, I was in bitterness of spirit, but I remembered something. He said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now all of a sudden, Jeremiah is not lamenting anymore. He said, forget all the bitterness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I will hope in Him. The Lord is good. Now that's not the old Jeremiah that was lamenting. He said the Lord is good to them that wait for Him, And to the soul that seeketh him, now he's given everybody else some advice. After all of his lamenting, he said, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. So this we do know this morning, that the mercies and the faithfulness of the Lord is new every morning. So in conclusion, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, Paul said, for the which cause I suffer these things. He was talking about what he was doing in the ministry. But he said, I'm suffering some things. But he said, nevertheless, he said, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. A lot of things we don't know this morning, but we know in whom we believe. And we know, we have been persuaded that he is able to keep that which we've committed unto him. Our trust and our faith this morning is not in what we can do. It is not in what religion can do. It is not in what the government can do, because, you know, all of those things will fail us. The government's going to fail us at some point. They're going to not have things 100%. They're going to let us down. If we're placing our trust in our own merits and ability, we're going to be let down. But we know in whom we have believed, and that is in Jesus Christ this morning. He will be faithful to us, and he's going to be faithful to each one of you as we keep ourselves in his love.